Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Might be a boring CS. We'll talk about it. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. This is Bet Sweats. Welcome in on this Wednesday. As usual, on Wednesdays, we will have power rankings. We're going to go over our top five NFL teams at this moment. Maybe some surprises along the way there. Live Dogs and Teasers, a new game that I think we stumbled into yesterday on the show. 3, 2, 1. Can't wait. That'll be fun. Make sure you hang out. A few great guests. Nate Collins will join us in 20 minutes. Todd Frazier, 11 a.m. Eastern. Caroline Fenton on college football. A lot going on, especially as always this time of year in sports. And Sam, we're going to break down the betting angles. Check us out at BetMGMNetwork.com. BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you to the Odyssey app. Follow us there. And subscribe on YouTube. I see a lot of YouTube folks jumping in of late. Love to see it. Subscribe to the BetMGM Network pages. Always have a couple video clips if you miss any of the show from some stuff that we think you'll be interested in. Baseball, Sam, Dodgers up 2-0. All right, ALCS 2-0, NLCS 2-0. We get here a lot in sports and in the playoffs, and a lot of times we overreact and say, okay, it's going to be a short series. And then you start to see a bounce back a little bit, but it's not always the Dodgers involved. The Brewers can't even get in scoring position, man.
Not good for the over, 7.5. Nope. Although there were several chances for the Dodgers to get there basically by themselves. They had the bases loaded multiple times at the back half of that game and just couldn't get that death blow. I mean, they didn't need it because Milwaukee can't score, at least right now. Every morning I do this new thing where I log into BetMGM and check the World Series MVP odds. And I just watched Teoscar Hernandez shorten and shorten and shorten. He is now 11-1. He was 100. He was 100-1, Joe.
You're so mad at yourself. I'm aware.
I know. It's so nice. Very nice for you to have that. Very not nice for me to forget to put that in after it was talked about on this show. But Ohtani still favored. Then Cal, then Freddie, then Julio, then Mookie, then Teoscar. But I also think the way that it's happened with the two teams taking a 2-0 lead, it's been the road team. So Usually it's the home team holding serve, and then the road team tries to claw back in when the road team goes home. Nope. Dodgers go to Milwaukee. Seattle goes to Toronto. Bang, 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 bang. And it's very funny. All summer, into the fall, the one fatal flaw that the writers, the analysts, the media people all talked about with the Dodgers, the bullpen. Well, if the rotation goes 0-5 White Sox on your ass, you're not going to have to worry about the bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Last night did not have to worry about it at all. It was shaky in game one, though, with the bullpen. But game two, I think that had something to do with it. Yeah, let's not mess around. Let's not play. Let's just shut this thing down. We're going to have full rest. We don't need to short rest any of our starters. We're going to be just fine. Hernandez goes deep. Muncy goes deep. Solo homers. See, you're kicking yourself for not getting that World Series MVP play in, even though we haven't played a game in the World Series yet. I'm kicking myself for not doing NLCS. Like, if I like those names for the World Series, why would I like those same names at those prices for the NLCS? I didn't do anything there. And those CS MVP odds, which is something you can bet on. Extra base hits. I mean, that was not it, man. Freeman his fourth double of the playoffs. Kike, his fourth double of the playoffs. Edmund, Páez, six extra base hits last night for the Dodgers. You would think they would score more than five, but they haven't been great with runners in scoring position. As you mentioned, these overs probably should be hitting, but they're just not because they don't have great numbers with runners in scoring position. Here's the scary thing. As dominant as the Dodgers have been, nothing, and I mean nothing, from the best player in the world. So what if he shows up in the World Series? What if Ohtani actually does something? Congratulations, you go 1-for-5 last night. You finally got a hit. It was like, oh, monkey off his back. Something's going to happen now. I don't know. All his teammates seem to be doing better. I don't think there's going to be much Milwaukee fight in this one. Are you thinking like 5 games max, or can they push this a little bit?
I just don't know if they can find the rhythm at the plate. You know, baseball is a very streaky sport, as you know. It comes in waves and then it disappears in waves. And for the Dodgers to have 5 runs, the Brewers have 3 hits. That's the math to me. This team's outscoring you, obviously, but they're getting more runs than you're getting knocks at the plate. And I don't know that that just turns on its head in a very small pocket of time. Ohtani, to the point, though, about him struggling, was very funny in the group thread last night. Paul texts the boys, does Ohtani have a hit yet? Bang. Almost seconds later, happened. Ohtani gets an RBI single. Very funny, given how we know Paul likes to run sometimes. Ohtani's still favored, though, to win World Series MVP because the capability, the potential is obviously there. I don't know how long the series goes, but mathematically it doesn't feel great. It's wild. Both teams have a 2-0 lead. Both teams go on the road. Seattle to win the series minus 600. The Dodgers minus 1,400 to win the series. The math is saying it's basically over.
Yep, it is. $12 over at BetMGM. I see a range of $10 to $20 for the Dodgers in the NLCS. Some people saying we don't want to take any more bets. When that text came in from Paul, I think it's frustrating. So I had to watch the game on my phone, which I know you've been in that spot many times when you're dealing with Wi-Fi issues and trains and planes and all that stuff. Trying to watch game. It's not an enjoyable experience. Like, we spend all this money, we have this setup, and then we end up in positions where you have these big games that you want to watch in a relaxed atmosphere, and you got to be doing something that you don't really want to do. So around that time, I think it was 9:24 here. All right, daughter's fall ball playoff game going on. I'm like, okay, one more minute. Come on. Let's have a long at bat. One more minute. They can't go to a new inning. It's 9:24, and he starts telling the runner on third, go home, go home. She's utterly confused. Everybody else is confused. I know exactly what he's doing. Wanted her to run into the out, so we had to play another inning. So then I had to sit there another 20, 25 minutes. Yeah, he's like, let's take our chances. Let's run into this out. We're down 4. Let's see what happens next. Well, they end up losing by 11. But, yeah, so that was fun. All the parents are ready to go. All right, good fun season. Let's go home. It's late. It's a school night. Go home. Go home. Okay. Out. New inning.
Wait, boo! I think you buried the lead. 7 more runs the next inning?
It was sweet justice, if we're being honest.
So he's trying to strategically maneuver this situation where you get the out and we'll get 4 in the next inning, but then give up 7 in the next half inning.
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't think we scored any in the extra.
Well, of course not. Like the Brewers. It's like the Dodgers and the Brewers.
It's, man, 2 games. So I saw them mention this in the post game. I'm like, that can't be right. And I took a look at it. I'm like, holy crap, he's right. The Dodgers have had 21 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Do you know how many at-bats the Brewers have had?
I don't. I'm going to guess 4.
High. You're high.
Really?
Yes. You're very high. 2-1. It's 1 at-bat. with a runner in scoring position, and the Dodgers have had 21 of them. It's like, good luck, even though they're not hitting at a high rate with runners in scoring position. Good luck with all that. Game three, Glasnow. Game four, Ohtani. That is what is waiting on the Brewers, and the Brewers have not announced their starters for the next couple of games. So we've got one game going down tonight, Toronto-Seattle back at it. Of course, a 2-0 advantage there, and then both of the series will be in play coming up on Thursday. Seattle, a $1.35 favorite over at BetMGM with Kirby on the bump against Toronto. So we'll get into that later on today, especially when Todd Frazier, Foul Territory, joins us at 11 a.m. Eastern. Something else that stood out, you know, kind of like the off day with the NFL. All right, let's recalibrate. Let's see where we're at with everything. Holy cow, was it a week of injuries for wide receivers, Sam? That's what stood out to me. Like, we mentioned on Monday and Tuesday, oh, this guy got hurt, that guy got hurt. And then when you look at the full list, it's like, holy crap. So DJ Moore spends a night in the hospital of the Bears. They're calling him day to day. I doubt he's going to be ready for the New Orleans game for Chicago. Garrett Wilson going to miss multiple games for the Jets. Puka has the ankle. They say he's day to day. Maybe he is because he did return in that game. Marvin Harrison Jr., concussion. So you would expect him to miss the next game. You've got Ibuka. He's going to miss time. People guessing maybe a month for him. You still have Godwin out for the Bucs. And the Titans, Ridley's got a hamstring. We know those things tend to linger for a few weeks for wide receivers. So when you look back at it, it was the week of the wide receiver injury.
Oh, Ridley's hurt? There's another receiver on my IR, I guess, in fantasy. Oh, not geez. IR, but I mean, it's just my entire team.
Everyone.
Everybody is hurt. Burrow, Njoku, McLaurin, mm-hmm. Ridley, Tracy, not that Tracy was like anything special for the Giants. My defense is basically all hurt with Minnesota. I'm What's surprised my kicker hasn't pulled a hammy yet. I did get a win, finally. I'm 1-4, but nobody cares about my fantasy
Is there a
team
punishment, though? Team. I care if there's a punishment.
No, I don't think so. Okay. We just have the winner take the pot. That's it.
Okay.
But open up for JSN, question mark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's just dominating and staying on the field right now. That's more than half the battle, I guess, for offensive player.
Yeah, I know. Well, CMC's still healthy.
For now.
There it is. You were the guy before the season. You were getting mad at everybody suggesting that he's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt. And now you're so ravaged by injury with your fantasy team. You're like, yeah, he's going to get hurt too.
That's what Dan Patrick told me when we were talking about offensive player. He's like, well, McCaffrey's always hurt. I go, he won the award 2 years ago. And Dan's like, yeah, but then he got hurt. And I'm like, well, he's not always hurt. He just won the award. But I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop. That was my first round pick, McCaffrey. He's the only thing holding me above water. I mean, I'm basically already dead, but it's crazy what McCaffrey's doing. Because I think unlike any other player at the top of this board, everybody knows where the ball's going with McCaffrey. You know, mm-hmm. like there's nobody yep. else that really scares you on San Francisco. So for him to consistently put up over 100 yards a game and basically get a touchdown a game, I'm very impressed by that. But you sort of know what's coming, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. With the way things are going, it's like you're dodging landmines with San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Bosa. Yep. It's Kittle. It's Warner. It's Ayuk.
Purdy.
It's Purdy, of course. When is your chance coming up next? What is the vibe in the Boston area? Like, how high are they on New England? We talked about their schedule moving forward and divisions and all that, and their real legitimate chance of winning the AFC East. And I'm staring at Vrabel 5-1. I'm like, this might be the best price you get on Vrabel 5-1 coach of the year in a long, long time. There's going to be a lot of buzz around him, assuming they win this revenge game this weekend against the Titans.
So the Patriots fans are starting to say that they have regained the East. They have taken it back from Buffalo. Because as you know, Joe, after two losses, the Bills are cooked, which I'm hearing a ton these days. I have two screenshots. One of them is from Nick Costos saying, if you bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, you've wasted your money. And then my teammate at Fox, Tom Brady, has the Buffalo Bills outside his top 10 power rankings. So I guess the season's over in Buffalo.
I was jokingly going to ask if you knocked Buffalo out of your top 5 when we do power rankings in an hour. What?
No.
Outside the top 10? I know you haven't. Outside the top 10?
Yeah, season is over. Newsflash. Because the Bills lost back-to-back games. It's over. I'm going to light all my Buffalo stock on fire because the Costos-Brady combo say it's over. So I'm glad that on October 15th, the Buffalo Bills season has come to an end. RIP.
This is insane. And then we're seeing other power rankings get released in the last 24 hours. And it felt like, to a man, it's Bucks 1. Okay. I think we're going to disagree with that one during our power rankings. I think so. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Next, Nate Collins will hang out. Joe O, Sammy P. More NFL chatter coming your way. This is Bet Sweats. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.